Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's good morning to Shane Dawson.
Thanks, Gavin. A very good morning to you. Day three of the Leopardstown Christmas Festival brought two Grade 1 contests at the Dublin track. 21-year-old jockey Sam Ewing saddled Afferdale Fury to victory for Noel Mead in the Savills Chase. Well, there was another Christmas success for Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy after a dominant performance by Chupu in the Christmas hurdle. The festival comes to a close today with attention firmly on the Grade 1 December hurdle as Lossie Mout and Brighter Days Ahead provide an interesting matchup. That one goes to post just after 2:30. Owen Ward has the details.
Yeah, we've already been treated to some top-class racing at Leopardstown over the past 3 days, Shane, and we're hoping for more of the same this afternoon. The December hurdle certainly gets top billing because we've two mares in Lossie Mout and Brighter Days Ahead who between them have won 11 Grade 1 races. Their paths haven't actually previously crossed before, so it's going to be a fascinating matchup, but Lossie Mout has the recent race fitness on her side, which should give her the edge and provide a much-needed change in fortunes for the Willie Mullins camp, certainly after results in recent days. That team also have Zillow, who looks to be the one to beat in the chief supporting race. That's the Neville Hotels handicap hurdle, whilst Wadoo should cap off a particularly memorable festival for Jack Kennedy and Gordon Elliott. She's going to be the favourite in the Grade 3 Mares hurdle.
In association football, Archie Gray's first senior goal gave Tottenham Hotspur a vital 1-0 Premier League win at Crystal Palace, easing the pressure on their head coach, Thomas Frank. Spurs held on to climb to 11th in the table, and Frank told Sky Sports he was impressed with his players.
Clearly a game where desire beats detail. I don't think that we hit a top performance today, but I liked how we digged in, worked very hard, and I think we were very disciplined. And I think we also managed to create enough chances going the other way, and we also defended very well. So I think we gave one chance away in open play, and then the rest was set pieces. So to do that in a game that is tricky and come here and win 1-0, that's just so important. You need to do that in a long Premier League sorry, season.
Elsewhere, Sunderland and Leeds United drew 1-1. Simon Adingra gave Sunderland a first-half lead, but Dominic Calvert-Lewin equalised as he became only the 11th English player to score in 6 consecutive Premier League appearances. Joining us on the line to reflect on yesterday's action is former professional footballer and current RTE analyst Paul Corrie. Paul, thanks so much for taking the call. A vital win for Spurs, but realistically, how much does it ease the pressure on head coach Thomas Frank?
Yeah, it's a good question, Shane. It's certainly an important 3 points, and it claws Spurs a little bit closer back to the European spots. They're now 4 points behind Chelsea, but I think it's fair to say it's been a turbulent opening 18 games for Thomas Frank as manager. And you can see it last night in the way they play. It's a complete 180 from what they had under Ange Postecoglou last year, which was real free-flowing football, go attack, attack, attack. This is more pragmatic. It's more set up to be defensively solid and then try hit teams on the counter-attack. And that's well and good. They have the best away record in the Premier League. But I think, you know, Frank speaks about desire there in his post-match press conference. I think Spurs fans want a little bit more. And when the onus has been on Spurs this year to go out, create and dominate, 8 games, they've really struggled. They've the 4th worst home record in the Premier League. So, albeit he's done some good work and you can see certain shoots and signs of what he's trying to put in place, I think Spurs fans, Shane, will want a little bit more longer term. And if he is to ease that pressure on his job, he certainly needs to improve things at home.
And just briefly, Paul, do you think Spurs will splash the cash in the January transfer window and show support to Frank?
You would have thought so, Shane. I mean, the signings of Muani and Xavi Simons haven't really worked. The injuries to Maddison and Kulusevski have hurt them at the top end of the pitch. One that I could potentially see happening is it looks as if Semenyo was going to go to Man City. Spurs were in the transfer market for Savinho of Man City earlier on this year. Maybe that domino effect takes place and that would bolster their attacking options. So maybe keep your eyes peeled. That one could happen.
OK, thanks for that, Paul Corrie. Meanwhile, one fixture in Serie A tonight where Ireland international Evan Ferguson will be hoping for some game time when Roma host Genoa at 7:45. As always, there's more sport anytime on the RTE News app and on rte.ie.